Oh my gosh, unbelievable. Look at them. Wow, I've never seen these before. Look at the color, it's so vivid. How would you ever miss this mushroom when you walk by them on the trail, right? Two large reddish orange mushrooms, and just about 2 meters in that direction to the left, you see a bunch of really big bolets there, kind of brownish. Wow, we're in for a treat. What a day. I think since I've started mushroom spotting, I probably spotted over 200, possibly 300. And I think that I can identify at least 150, definitively. So about 5 years ago, a friend of mine in Chicago, she introduced me to mushroom hunting for the first time. And then 3 years later, when I was in Singapore, I've been a long-term visitor in Singapore for a while. And I thought, you know, why not go out and check out the mushrooms here in the rainforest? It would be kind of cool. Now let's check out these big boys. Check out these big boys. So I probably should prepare some bags to collect them as well. I think Serena probably want them. It's not legal to collect mushrooms unless you have a permit. And she helped me obtain a research permit that can help me collect the specimen on her behalf.
So this was collected for me in East Coast Park. And it's one of the stinkiest stinghorn you ever smell. If you want to smell, it's still stinky. I would say that biodiversity is amazing here. It's just that it's so little studied and a lot of them unknown. One time where a mushroom spotter actually spotted something and it came to my attention was this fungi that was dark brown in Bukit Timah Hill in a prominent area which no one has seen for the past 80 years. And my colleague so happened to be on site at that point, and then it was brought to me, the specimen. So sometimes things like that, they are so obvious, but it's just overlooked for 80 years.
Oh, these are really, really cool. I think we have found ourselves some amanitas here. So that one, that's a mature. The cap has turned almost convex. And these are the really young, juvenile ones. Oh, the revelation. Look at that. So for me, I started out with zero knowledge about mushrooms and mycology. Then there's always this burning question, what are they? What's the names of these mushrooms? How do they grow? And of course the question that we all want to know, is it edible? So the way I learn is I learn with friends, textbooks, apps. I learn by going to mushroom camp. So these are seminars that people organize. And you learn from just a lot of time in the forest. Over the last 5 or 6 years, I've been trained to always look on the ground when I walk. So people will think, wow, that guy is really shy. He can't even look up to people. He may have some problem, social interaction. But no, I'm just looking at the mushrooms. In the U.S., we also look at trees as well, because there's many interesting mushrooms on the trees itself. But here in the tropics, we see more mushrooms on the ground, on wooden logs, decay logs, tree trunks, yeah. What I enjoy most about mushroom hunting is the thrill of the hunt. I think there's a little hunter in every one of us. And I think what excites me is sometimes I am able to see mushrooms that we see in North America. Mushrooms that I always thought grow in the temperate zone. And it was fascinating to see them right here, 1 degree north of the equator.
On the Facebook group, lots of people will take photos of lingzhi looking mushrooms and ask, is this lingzhi? And I try not to entertain them because I do not want them to start going to the various reserves and harvesting the mushrooms themselves. But of course also we are concerned if we ID them incorrectly, they might have any issues with ingesting of them.
Hi, my name is Wai Ying. I have been looking for wild mushrooms in Singapore for over 10 years, and I started this Facebook group called Mushroom Spotters Singapore, where everyone who are members can post photos of wild mushrooms that they spot.
So there's a quite a nice looking colony over here. So these are actually part of the oyster family, if I'm not wrong. And I think people in Malaysia are known to eat them. I've seen a log with maybe 1,000 of them. It's quite a sight.
There's a rather morbid mushroom joke. All mushrooms can be eaten. Some can be eaten only once. So it's usually a good idea not to think about eating mushrooms when you see them in the wild. I've always liked nature. And when I first moved into this area, which is near a small forest, there are lots of mushrooms that appear after rain, and I started to notice many different varieties of them. So that sparked my interest in mushrooms.
I guess it's a natural Pokemon hunt, right? So people are looking for Pokemons by traveling across the country. We walk around different nature reserves and we try to spot unusual or rare types of mushrooms.
So for most of us, I think we are familiar with the typical shape of mushrooms as one having a cap and a stalk. But besides that type of shape of mushrooms, there are a lot of other varieties. There are ones that look like corals. And there are also a type of fungi that we call stinghorns in general. They have a very unique shape too.
I feel like I need to be a bit more academic. I don't want to keep talking about how pretty they are.
Certain colours are very rare and interesting to me. So for myself, when I first spotted blue mushrooms, I was very surprised. I didn't know that there will be such colours existing in the fungi family. So I've been always looking out for them.
Mushroom spotters has grown a lot. Their number of eyes on the ground is very important to our study because mushrooms are so ephemeral. They come out and they're gone within the next few hours or gone within the next few days. The group of mushroom spotters I've enlisted, they don't randomly just collect, but they gather mushrooms that they've seen which are more unique for the collection at the herbarium. They have come to a few trips with me and I show them how to do collection and all that. Sometimes they just pack everything into a box and just bring it to me on that day itself. Fungi is very crucial on Earth because it contributes to decomposition and recycling. Without fungi, you cannot recycle any nutrient back to the earth. Without fungi, we are nowhere.